Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's Mary J. Blige. He's Jim Santel. We've got Senator LaTanya Johnson from the 6th Senate District with us talking about the budget impasse. Before we bring the senator back, you have less than 8 minutes, 8 minutes remaining in the last hour, in the last week of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. You can win $100, Brewers tickets, or one of two grand prize getaways to Wisconsin Dells or Door County, including your gas money. The word to win this hour for the next now 7 minutes. I'm not going to try to do backwards math on the air, but the next 7 minutes, the word to win is win, W-I-N, that is W-I-N. Text that in via the Civic Media app that you can get for free wherever you get your apps from, and we can hopefully kick off your summer in style, courtesy of Civic Media. Thanks so much, Senator, for sticking around for another segment. Just before the break, we were talking about how everyone should look to budgets to understand how we, through our elected officials and our legislatures that establish budgets, what our values are. And the Republicans, the MAGAs in our state government are saying we'd rather incarcerate our kids than educate them. And Jim, you had a great follow-up question for the senator. Please go ahead, my friend.
Senator, again, Jim Santel, gobsmacked by the notion that education is zeroed out in this budget. You have been a great supporter, obviously, of the process here, also involving listening sessions around the state of Wisconsin. When people talk to you and others, including Republicans, about the need for education, child care, my civics question, my process question to you is, what happened here? If the people, in fact, are articulating these views, how is it that Republicans in our legislature don't take that information and put it into the legislation? What happened here?
That is the absolute most frustrating thing to me, because these individuals, they get their hours before the actual listening session begins. And some of them get there as early as 6:30. Just to make sure that 6:30 a.m., just to make sure that they're first in line or they have an opportunity to be heard. And we travel this state. We do at least four around the state, and then we come back, and Republicans pay those listening sessions absolutely no mind. They go into these closed-door sessions, and they do absolutely what they want to do. We heard from superintendents. We heard from parents that, you know, the most important thing was increasing special needs education to the 60%. They provided 37.5. We heard that schools don't have enough money to keep their doors open and to make sure that they have adequate funding to staff these classrooms, but yet my Republican colleagues yesterday provided absolutely no general school aid and no per pupil aid. So that was exactly opposite of what we heard. And as it stands right now, and I want everyone to be mindful of this and to be reminded that because the budget as it's written right now is missing the motion for school levy tax credit increases. There's no mention of that. DPI was closed out as of yesterday. So as of this, as the way this budget stands right now, property taxes will go up. They most definitely will go up, because one of the ways that the governor proposed for keeping taxes down was school levy tax credit increases, but also actually funding the schools to a higher level. And right, those things were missing.
That is Senator LaTanya Johnson. Do not be fooled by the rhetoric. Do not be fooled by the man behind the curtain, she's telling us, because while Republicans may be trumpeting, and certainly there's some press coverage today about some of the tax cuts, you know, you give with one hand and you take away with the other, that's a problem. And the other problem that I've been hearing everyone focused on, Senator, is child care. We've got child care counts that is ending, and Republicans are doing nothing to address the critical child care shortage across the state. What, again, I guess I'm with Jim on this one. What gives? I just don't get it. What do they think people are going to do?
Exactly. One of the departments that we haven't heard from or we haven't had an exec on so far is the Department of Children and Families. And that's what we need to keep an eye on to find out exactly what they're going to do regarding the child care crisis. But something else that the public needs to be aware of is that the Republican Party, they're going all over, they're creating all of these standalone bills. And their hopes are to pass the bills and then put the funding in the budget. The only problem with that is that we've been down this road before. There was $50 million set aside for the early literacy program last budget, and that was passed by both houses. The governor signed it into law. It was $50 million set aside to tackle our reading deficiencies. We have yet to spend $1 of that money, even though school districts invested in these programs first to make sure that they were ready and compliant. They have not received $1 of that money. Now, the governor has said point blank, if those bills come to his desk and they are unfunded, he will veto those bills. So we can potentially do all of this work on the budget. But if Republicans are trying to play hardball, we could very well see all of those standalone bills vetoed, and we're right back in the same spots that we've been, you know, in the long run. We also know that Republicans are threatening that if the budget is vetoed, they're not coming back. And so people will just be left out without additional resources. And that's unfortunate because Republicans want all of the say, but they don't want to participate in any of the compromise.
Senator LaTanya Johnson, I'll call it more than unfortunate. I'll call it gosh darn childishness. Such a shame. Keep fighting the good fight, Senator. We appreciate you. Again, folks, that's Senator LaTanya Johnson of the 6th Senate District, ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee. Keep it locked right here. We got news, weather, and sports coming up, and then Jim and I will be back on the other side on the Civic Media Radio Network.